Our next item, our next public hearing was subdivision 2013-4 Jack Lingo Asset Management LLC. I'm thinking we want to leave the record open, maybe?
Well, at a minimum, there was the issue that there was a plus response from the applicant, or excuse me, a response from the applicant to plus for the plus report regarding the Lewis application. It seems like we have plus's comments, but we don't have the developer's comments back.
Which the new have, plus.
Yeah, the ones from 2014.
June 25.
Yeah.
Would that also leave the record open for the archaeological review? Would that, does that fall under the same?
Well, I think we have to, we need to stipulate that.
Yeah, specifically. I mean, I don't know, when you say archaeological review, are you asking about information in that plus report or something different?
Does the archaeological report, there was mention that Dr. Otter's information wasn't and didn't satisfy plus, I think, right?
SHPO, and maybe the way to do that is just leave the record open for additional archaeological information.
Well, the thing is that, you know, SHPO's going to say, hey, check the site out, which they've done, right?
Yeah.
And then they're going to say, by the way, if you happen to run into anything, you've got to stop and note it, and then we'll come back and check again.
Potential moving target.
Well, yeah. And I think the applicant stated that, you know, they've done a significant investigation. They found some minor, you know, artifacts, but nothing of significance. And they understand that if they do go through construction and they find something during construction, that they got to stop. And that's pretty standard.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, people would like to put more hurdles in front of the project or whatever,
yeah.
But it's not necessarily something that's that necessary, that needed, in my opinion. The plus thing might be a different issue.
Well,
I think it is a different issue in that it is a different plan. And there was testimony provided that, you know, that Connie Holland at the land use office thinks that, you know, plus needs to review this current plan.
Right.
You know, I think there's some merit to that. We should at least clarify to the state land use planning office that they do indeed. Do they want to review this plan or not?
Okay.
We shouldn't have to require it, but at least we should inquire.
Well, and it's two issues, because the June plus report, there is a response from the developer, what I understood, that went back to Lewis. So that's been prepared. We just don't have it. We should get that. That's the one part of it. And to Mr. Ross's point, should we leave the record open to get clarification from Ms. Holland, because we have that email about whether it should get another.
I think we should, because the applicant also stated that, you know, the Lewis application was under a different ordinance and whatever to satisfy that, and plus was looking at that application through that set of rules. And so I think it's legitimate that they would say, well, you know, you can view it, but it's not all that pertinent. I think the bigger question for plus is that you've seen the old plan. Here's the new one. Do you want to do another review?
Is it significant enough
for them?
Well, and like Shane said, keep in mind, there was a plan submitted to Sussex County. They went through plus, and they commented on. There's a plan that
went
through
Lewis,
and they commented on. And when you look at the plans, it's still the same acreage and still the same basic layout. I just throw that out there. But we do have that email from Connie. Connie may say, we've already seen this. We don't need to see it again, but we should definitely get clarification.
Well, we have to ask that question and give her a chance to answer it. So that's what we need to do.
Okay. And if she says, yes, we need to do that, then the developer then resubmits to plus.
Yeah, it goes through that process again. Yeah.
And then we would wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we wait for clarification, and then if...
And then determine how to proceed at that point. Yeah.
And knowing what we know, that we're going to be down a man for some weeks, my suggestion is that we, you know, act on this, not put it on the agenda until we know that we have five commissioners, if you'd like to participate.
Well, we won't be able to act on it until the record's closed.
Well,
anyway.
I was going to say, we got time.
Yeah,
I don't think you're going to avoid this one, buddy.
I'm not going to be thinking about it, I tell you that. Not until it comes back up.
You shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Say hello to all my cousins while you're there.
I'll try to,
if you can find yours.
I don't know. You know, we're just...
Yeah. So we're going to... My motion would be to hold it open for response.
To hold it open for response to the June... a copy of the response to the June plus report.
And
clarification from the Office of State Planning Coordination, or whatever it is now, as to whether it needs to go back through plus. And then if they say yes, then it'll go back. The record would remain open for that plus process.
Okay.
I'm going to write that out.
And if you do want to put in there about SHPO, I'd be supportive of that.
I would like to talk about that a little bit. So what would that be? If we held it open for...
Well, we could put a window of opportunity for SHPO to respond to that, I think. Or just to update their comments, perhaps. I mean, I agree with what you're saying, that this is different, but...
I'd like to hear.
If you would like it,
I mean, we're going to be waiting for PLUS anyway, so I don't think it hurts anything.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's a big problem, because we're records open anyway, so... You want to add another
30 days for SHPO to?
Well, they're already, they can have the same time. It doesn't have to be.
Comment should be in the
we're not going to put it a timeline. This is going to be kind of wide open waiting on.
Well, that's true. We can put a timeline on the SHPO thing and give them 30 days to make any additional, to submit additional comments relating to SHPO and the archaeological features of the site or some kind of something like that.
30 calendar days.
Yeah.
They should already be in the plus comment.
That's that was my point. I mean, yeah. It was in there. It was in the exhibit book, and yeah. It was pretty extensively looked at. And, you know, so I doubt, I mean, the only thing SHPO might say is that, hey, continue to look at it. But it doesn't hurt. I mean, it doesn't
well, the comment was well, made that it was inadequate.
Mr. Ennis felt that it was, there was an issue there. We'll give him a chance to see if he can get them to make a response. I mean, that just because we leave the record open doesn't mean SHPO is going to do anything. They might just say, well.
More than they already have.
Yeah, we've already said what we're going to say, but at least we gave them the opportunity.
Sure.
Let me give this a try. Just jot some down, I can read my own writing. Okay. The record shall remain open for a copy of the applicant's response to the June 2014 PLUS letter. The record shall also be held open for clarification from the Office of State Planning Coordination as to whether the current plan is required to go through the PLUS comment process again. If the Office of State Planning Coordination requires additional PLUS review, the record shall remain open for that process, plus 20 additional days for public comment. Usually there's a comment period, so all this doesn't happen without public input.
But the applicant responds, and then public gets additional 20 days.
Right.
Okay.
So moved.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
No, wait a minute. I want to put the SHPO in there.
Okay. So what are we doing on the SHPO?
That allow them 30
days
to respond.
Additional comments.
Additional comments.
Okay. That's at the same time all this is running, right? That's not 30 days after or everything. Yeah,
it's 30 days from today.
How about we just say during this time, SHPO should have an opportunity to comment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So what I just said, plus during the period the record's held open for this process, SHPO shall have an opportunity to comment if they choose.
So moved.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action, leaving the record open as stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda.